Hi, this is Jim Lanning at the South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio, one of the elders here for the church, and Ernie Starling was with me, and also Tom Shepherd. Both of them still work as elders at the church as well. I'm glad to be able to come to you today, and we were thinking that we would talk about the appearances of Jesus after his resurrection. Jesus appeared after he rose 11 times, according to the scriptures. And this is over a 40-day period. And if you look in Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, it speaks about that. So we're going to go through each one of these in order and read the scripture from where it is. Now, when we get to John, we are going to just give you those. Those are a little bit longer, and you can look those up as well. And John wrote his gospel a little later than the others. It was towards the end of John's life he wrote his gospel and mentioned things that many times aren't in the others. The others are, other three, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, are called the synoptic gospels, and they were written around the same time by those three. And then John wrote his later. So we'll start out. The first appearance is early Sunday morning. Mary Magdalene is the person that is approaching the tomb at Jerusalem, and that comes from Mark 16:9.
Now when Jesus was risen early in the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast out seven devils.
We also have that in John chapter 20, verse 11 through 18. And now we'll go to the second appearance, and that was on a Sunday morning. The women returning from the tomb, it was near Jerusalem, and that is Matthew 28 and verses 9 and 10. So this is Matthew 28, 9 and 10. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, and these are the women, rejoice. So they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. Now the third appearance. That was also on Sunday. That was Simon Peter alone. It was near Jerusalem, and that was found in Luke 24 and verse 34.
And saying, it is true, the Lord is risen and has appeared to Simon.
In the fourth appearance is Sunday afternoon. This is two disciples going to Emmaus. Between Jerusalem and Emmaus, and at Emmaus was the appearance, and that is in Luke chapter 24, and this time in verses 13 through 31.
Now, that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, what are you discussing together as you walk along? They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days? What things? He asked. About Jesus of Nazareth, they replied. He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hope that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus. He said to them, how foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning him. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as he were going further. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were open, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight.
Thank you, Tom. The fifth appearance was Sunday evening. The apostles, except for Thomas, at Jerusalem. And that's found in John chapter 20, verses 19 through 25. John chapter 20, verses 19 through 25. The sixth appearance was also Sunday evening of the next week. That was the apostles with Thomas this time. And that was in Jerusalem. That's John chapter 20, starting at verse 26 through 29. So that appearance is John 20, 26 through 29. The seventh appearance was the seven disciples that were fishing. This was at the Sea of Galilee. This again is in John chapter 21 this time, verses 1 through 13. John chapter 21, 1 through 13. And then the eighth appearance was the 11 disciples on the mountain. That was in Galilee, and that's Matthew 28, 16 through 20, and I'll read those verses. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. So that's Matthew 28, 16 through 17. I'll also read 18 and 19. I didn't notice that there. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things which I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." Now we're going to the ninth appearance, and that is unknown, and that is in 1 Corinthians, I believe, and it's the 500 brethren at once, and this would have been in Galilee, so it's 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 6, and I believe Ernie is going to read that for us.
After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep.
And the 10th appearance also is from Corinthians. Time was unknown on that as well, but it was James only this time in that appearance. It was probably in Jerusalem, and it tells us about that in the next verse, and Ernie will read that. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 7.
After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles.
And the last appearance, the 11th appearance, the time was unknown again. It's not recorded, but it was all the apostles at the Ascension. That was at the Mount of Olives near Bethany. And Tom will have that at Luke 24, verses 50 and 51.
When he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven.
And that's also recorded in Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 12 as well. So there you have the 11 appearances of Jesus after the resurrection. Tom, I'll give you and Ernie a chance. Anything else that you'd like to add to this as we talked about the 11 appearances that Jesus made after his resurrection?
The only thing I'd like to read is from Mark 16, starting at verse 15, and this is Jesus speaking. "Go ye unto all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Now, the latter two miracles that they did, or the speaking of tongues and the being bitten by serpents or drinking any deadly thing, Those miracles have ceased. The words spoken by Jesus in 15 and 16, they are still in effect today.
Another thing we'd like to mention here is, if you notice, it's on the first day of the week when Christ was resurrected. It says that in most of the Gospels. And also, this being the first day of the week, it's on Sunday. In Acts 20, verse 7, it says, on the first day of the week, they came together to break bread. This is apostles, disciples, and that's what we do on the Lord's Day, first day of the week. Christ said, do this in remembrance of him, taking the Lord's Supper, communion. And that's every Lord's Day, and we do that here at the Church of Christ, not just on any holiday, but because the Bible says on the first day of the week, they came together to break bread.
At this time, I'd like to thank everyone for listening. And I'd also like to thank the congregation that supports this work. And we're glad that you're listening to the Bible and have an interest in it. And thank you. Come back. We would like to let you know that you're most welcome to come and visit us. We'll try to make you as comfortable as possible. And we are on 7th Smith Street. That's the top of the hill going out of New Lexington towards Shawnee on Route 93. And it's easy to see. You can see us from the highway. And we'd really be honored to have you come and join us. Our Bible study is 9:45 on Sunday morning. And we start our worship service at 10:30. And Wednesdays, we have a Bible study at 6:30. So we cordially invite you to come and be with us.